they use the word carry? Can I carry a woman?
Yes, that I don't. Occasionally, I would say yes. They did use that term some, but it was that was used more in carrying things. Like I carried this horse home that I borrowed, more than it was used in people.
I see. That is interesting. How about today? Did you ever hear that?
What?
How about today? Do you ever hear that?
A term used today?
Yes, referring to people.
Very, very, you might with some of the very, very older generation, but you would not with the young.
It still is very current, say in places like Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Can I carry you to the store? And in various generations.
Yes.
Suppose that a boy proposed marriage and the girl decided that she didn't really like him enough, so she would what?
Jail him.
Well, she killed him. Okay. But suppose she said yes, then they would...
Engaged.
They were engaged. And after they were engaged a while, they would...
Marry.
Any joking names for getting married?
Remember any.
Getting hitched.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Suppose that at the wedding, somebody would stand up for the bride and groom. What were they known as? Today, I'm going to say bridesmaids.
Yes, I don't remember anybody having any in those days.
I was wondering, did you ever hear a waiter or a groomsman used for that?
No.
And after a wedding, did you ever hear, or did they have a big noisy celebration?
Oh yes, it was a shivery.
That's a shivery. Now what would go on at a shivery?
Well, I've gone to a very few. There was anything, they'd just do anything at shivery that they could get by with. They'd either throw the groom in the river or ride him on a rail.
And he wants his own ride, is it all right? Or?
Did he sign it himself?
Is this your signature?
Yes.
He didn't sign it in there in front of him.
Well, go ahead, he's been working for the city.
Okay.
Go ahead and number us because he's drawing out his retirement.
Yes.
Well, they would either, you always had something to treat the people with. You just didn't ever get married without having some candy or something like that, and it was usually homemade candy because we had very little hot candy then. And you prepared for this because you knew you were going to, there was going to be a shivery. You didn't know when, but it would be that night. A shivery was a secret thing. Everybody knew it but the bride and groom.
I see. So
and this whole community would gather together in a certain place and all at once go to the bride and groom wherever they were. And they might ride the old boy on a rail and throw him in the river or just anything.
Did they ever put the bride and groom in a cart?
They have done that here in town and rode them down the street.
Is that still a chivalry?
Yes, but there's not much of it. There's not any of it goes on anymore.
Pretty noisy celebration.
One shivery I went to, I remember in particular, was an uncle of mine who got married. And at the time he got married, I was dating the man that I married.